Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The U.S. Senate taking another step to honor former Kansas Senator Bob Dole.
The Senate unanimously passed a resolution introduced by Kansas Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran honoring Senator Bob Dole.
Senate Resolution 470 relating to the death of the Honorable Robert Bob J. Dole, former United States Senator for the state of Kansas.
Without objection, the Senate will proceed.
I ask unanimous consent the resolution be agreed to, the preamble be agreed to, and that the motions to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
Without objection.
On Thursday, Dole's casket will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol as congressional leaders honor the former Republican presidential candidate and World War II veteran who served in Congress for 36 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In South Carolina, a coyote has proven too wily so far for animal control workers. Police in Charleston say they've been getting calls about the wandering animal, which was first spotted at the top of a bridge. When animal control tried to corral it, the coyote got away. Police say the search for the coyote began after they got multiple reports about a dog on the run.
An animal was wily.
But when officers arrived and took a look, they realized the animal being sought was a coyote. And, of course, He probably had something from the Acme service with him. No, you weren't here yesterday, but on the way to work yesterday morning, Ted, I saw in my neighborhood a red fox.
Oh.
Yeah. Big old furry red tail. He was beautiful. Couldn't see him very well. It's too dark. But as I got close to the radio station here out on Douglas, I saw another critter. That's right. The Kansas mammal, the possum. Waddling across the street. I'd slow down a little bit because this guy...
Cause he wasn't aware of what was going on.
You know how they are. They get a little tunnel vision there.
And oh, boy.
Could have squished him, but, you know...
Poor thing.
He would mess up your tires and make a big mess in the street. But so that was Wildlife Day yesterday. Saw a fox and a possum in one morning. Say What? An organization dedicated to making sure what people say on TV and in courtrooms is captured for posterity. Mm-hmm. Say there are several words people often botched this year. So the U.S. captioning company comes out each year with a list of words people struggle with. This year, one of the words is a name, Eilish, as in pop star Billie Eilish. So people messed that one up.
I don't understand that. What's difficult to...
And that one looks pretty, you know, English-wise, Eilish looks pretty pronounceable, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't understand that one.
Well, that one they...
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I don't know how you'd...
I don't know.
Eilish, maybe? I don't know how you'd mispronounce it.
Eilish? I don't know. Another is the latest variant of the coronavirus, which so far has caused more trouble for those trying to say it than those catching it. The group says the variant, Omicron, should be pronounced Omicron. I think some people are saying Omicron, but that's about it. Not a big deal. All right, so we people in the broadcast business, we know we mispronounce names.
Oh, it happens all the time.
I mean, if you saw some of the names that come across, oh, man, especially with, you know, people from other parts of the world who have moved to this country and they haven't shortened their names up. You know, there's eight syllables and you don't know how to pronounce it. So there are ways to get around that. Just not use the name on the air.
Like Ted, the basketball player, Giannis. Do you even attempt his last name?
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's probably not right, but it's close.
Then you've been doing your PA announcing. Anything you've run into there?
Constantly.
All the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be tough. By the way.
It amazes me when people hand you a script and expect you to know how to pronounce a person's name that's not, you know, Smith or something.
Yeah.
Because they handed me a script the other day and... It was a man's name, and I said, how do you pronounce this? And everybody shrugged their shoulders. I don't know. Well, I'm going to say his name four times. I need to know what the pronunciation is.
Send him over here. Well, I just did go to the ball game the other night, the other afternoon at Intrust, and I did wave at you, but I don't think you saw me up there.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch you.
You know, another name on that list that Steve was talking about just a little bit ago was actually Kelsey. Because well, because of the whole thing on Travis Kelsey, whether or not his name is actually pronounced Kelsey or Kels. Which apparently it is Kels, but they've
said it's Kels, but as long as Mitch holds us is still saying Kelsey, I'm saying Kelsey.
Yeah, everybody.
Once Mitch changes, I'll change.
Yeah. Yeah, Travis is like, eh, go either way. Doesn't matter.
Mitch is our guy on pronunciation, right? Hey, coming up Friday late afternoon in the drive time hour, in the 5 o'clock hour, I will be at the Taco Bell, 21st and Ridge Road out on the north side, northwest side, far west side. I'll tell you what. We've got $98 in cash we'll be giving
to
some person driving through the drive-thru out there, taking them at random. $98 in cash, Christmas cash from Taco Bell as we keep the ball rolling here, Ted.
Where are you going to be at?
That's at 21st and Ridge.
Okay.
Out on the west side. 6:39, Steve and Ted, time for the KNSS Commodities Update. Now with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, the cash cattle trade has yet to be established this week in our feed yards. We have heard of some 142 bids in the south. Now, most of Tuesday's session for the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures was negative, as were their closes. Most of the contracts had inside trading sessions compared to Monday. And for the second straight session, lean hog futures closed with triple-digit losses, but did manage to bounce off their daily lows. February lean hogs saw their lowest trade since October 29th. At the close, Feb cattle, 42 cents lower, 139.22. January feeders, 22 cents lower, 165.02. And Feb hogs, $1.67 lower at 76.55. Now, it took time for the wheat and corn futures to come off their negative trading yesterday, and they managed to close on the positive side. But the soybean complex, on the other hand, closed negative. We did see EPA set the ethanol mandates yesterday, and that did help give some support to corn futures. But overnight trading, and at the moment, has been all negative. March KC wheat down 5.5 cents at 822. March corn down a penny and a quarter at 584.75, with January beans 10.5 lower at 1239.75. January crude oil is 10 cents higher at $72.15. February gold $1.10 higher at $1,785.80. December S&P 12.75 points higher at 4,697.5. December dollar index down 5 cents at 96.32, with December Dow Jones futures holding 83 points higher at 35,796. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you got your Christmas shopping done yet?
I honestly don't do Christmas shopping, really. Patty does all that, and I think she's got it all under control.
Oh, so Patty does all that, and you don't ever get her anything for Christmas, is that right?
No, it's not exactly true, so I guess I do a little Christmas shopping. Very little.
You better.
I guess she should feel honored that she's the only one I Christmas shop for.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way I am with my wife. I went out and I did some Christmas shopping yesterday. I'm not going to say where or what I did, but yeah.
You need to get her one of those brand new live cattle feeder cattle T-shirts.
Boy, that'd go over like a lead balloon, wouldn't it?
How about a T-shirt that says "Lean Hogs"?
If I can get you to autograph it, Steve, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. But you know I will. Then we better run for the hills. Okay,
you got that right.
Right. Thank you, Tom. Talk to you later. 6:42 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Commissioner Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Starbucks, buy your Starbucks and still save for retirement, says Don. That's coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.